Welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening. I'm Vince Kelvin. This is my podcast. It's been going on since 2004. And if you're listening afterwards, well, just subscribe on iTunes and you'll get notified whenever a new episode comes on. If you're listening live, your best bet, so you can ask questions. I really thank you for making the time. In the meantime, you know, I want to customize right away. So we have an upcoming boot camp here in Los Angeles. I'm going to give you two or three recommendations for managing yourself in field. And after that, if you are okay with it, let's take questions right away so we can customize as much as possible. So prepare your questions. It's important. It's important when you're wandering the world to have a little checklist with yourself and to know also that what is most likely to happen is, number one, not abnormal. So don't start to give yourself a hard time if for whatever reason you don't feel it right away, or you pass by and you don't interact, you miss a few, it's all okay. It happens for everybody. The distinction is, what do you do when it happens? It's not about it not happening. It's about what do you do. So whatever may happen, watch, because if we start to think it shouldn't be, then we start to wrestle with it, and wrestling makes it worse. So we got to ease and go, hey, it's normal. Sometimes I walk the streets with a student, and they start to go, oh, man, I don't know, I should have talked to her. And I go, don't worry about it, it's normal. I didn't talk to her. So the goal, the key is to gain more ease. The second thing that's most likely to happen that we have to be mindful of is that fairly rapidly we could become or start from a place of being a little bit absent. Because unless the task at hand requires really paying attention, or what we're witnessing is really uniquely exciting, the rest of what we have to do every day, we can do it even if we're a little bit absent. But we're never completely absent internally. We still have impressions, thoughts, emotions, but they're a little more subconscious. So it's almost like meditation, to remind yourself to stay a little bit more present with you. Present would be what's going on with you. Because I know for a fact it's very easy. You walk around, there's no immediate candidates. Maybe you didn't even think about officially doing it. You're just running errands. And you go absent. You're aware that there's cars, people, but you're not really having a moment with yourself. And I got to watch out what words I use, because part of what makes us wrestle is that we still aim for perfection. When we hear be present, we think that we should only and totally be present. Or if we think about, are you interacting with yourself? We either dismiss it because we think that not interacting with myself internally would mean total silence, nothing. So we realize, I'm not doing that, I don't have a problem with it. Or we imagine that it should be done in a way where, again, we're looking for something that's not there, and we, because of that, stress too much. I backtrack and pass it to you for questions. One, we have to be mindful that plenty of things are going to happen. It's certainly not abnormal. We are not machines. We are not robots. So maybe you didn't think about it, and the girl pops up right around the corner and you don't say anything, or you say something but you think you could have said more, or you say a little bit more but she doesn't do much. Don't sweat it with that. Enjoy it. It's part of the process. That's how it works. And even if you already know that.
Vince?
Yes. Yes, welcome.
Hey, Vince, this is Christian Delgado. I have a question, man. Past couple of days, I've been just, like, caught in my head. I don't know what's going
on,
man.
I don't know if you could hear me. So allow me to quickly do the summary, and then we pass it to the question. Is that cool with you?
Yes, yes.
And I know it's related, and that's awesome. Thank you for asking the question. So very briefly, one, it's not easy to detect it. Most likely, when we know, hey, I really must remember that nothing that's going to happen is abnormal. If I start to think that it's abnormal, oh man, I should be more focused. I should be more this. I shouldn't do that. I haven't. That's the beginning of the end. We're not saying correct that completely. We're saying be mindful of that. And at the core, if we think that something is abnormal, it activates all sorts of mental functions to look for why is this happening, and then we're off. So in simple ways, pay attention to that. Remind yourself to remember to pay attention to that. And then keep it very simple. Notice your responses. They still will be there. You still go, oh, man, I should have thought. Oh, what should I say? Oh, her. Sometimes it's not words. It's just an impression. And then go, don't worry about it. Almost like you have a big brother next to you that's like really flowing with it, vibing with it. And that's your best bet to maintain that flow. It's not abnormal. Second, if I don't pay attention to it, we live in the habit of still being able to function, but we're not very interactive with ourselves. We have impressions, thoughts, but it's not like you're walking with a friend and you are chit-chatting and pointing out things to each other. You'll be, no way, look at that. They opened another one. Wow. It's the third, whatever name of a store you can think of, that they opened in this neighborhood. Why? Is it important to do that? It's important to first know you're not going to do that. It's too empty within. So then you got to search for what to do, what to say. I found that if my cup is filled, if I'm already having a reasonably rich, interesting, intriguing, kind of semi-fun, playful, nothing too crazy experience myself, then I can pass water to others, so to speak, if my cup is full. So then, you know, suddenly I go, can't believe it. I love that store. And it's the third one they opened here. Quick question. What is the store that you would most love to see them open here? Let me guess. Shoe store? Accessories? Or something else? Which one? Okay? So pay attention to that. Chances are you're going to completely forget to pay attention to that. I see that boot camps, we talk about that, we go, okay, ready? And the moment we're in field by habit, what does everybody tend to do? Start to look for girls, be absent with themselves, stress a little bit because they didn't, they should, they are not, and it's too early to make all those decisions. Sometimes we barely walk for 2 minutes and already I can tell that they're stressing on the inside. And that's what causes that reluctance, that sensation within that some people call anxiety. It is created. Good. You had a question, so please go for it.
Yes, my question was these past couple days I've been like caught in my head, and it's just like hours and hours of just like it's like just looping, but I don't know if it's learning or what's going on. I'm trying to figure out how to just like get out of my head and just be more present, man.
All right, two things. Okay? I totally understand. So what did we learn today? It's important to, right away, even if it doesn't appear to be related, to get curious how what you are learning, what we're talking about, could relate. Okay? to make a connection between what you're experiencing and what we're learning and benefit from the learning. So the first thing we said is watch, because if something happens to you, and they are exceptions, you know, but something like that, and you start to think it's abnormal, it's going to activate mental functions that are going to start to search and try to explain. And it's not easy to explain those things. And oftentimes our explanation becomes a deviation, because our explanation rapidly becomes nonsense, because we're trying to explain a phenomenon with the same wording and expressions that we use to explain objects. Because you can be out of your head. And I'd be worried if I was out of my head. And it's a function. And for me to grasp a joke, for example, I have to be to some degree attuned to mental functions. So that description will cripple more than it will help. Backtrack. It's absolutely not abnormal. Do understand. If we study the wiring of the succession, the chain reaction of something bothers me, I notice something, whatever the first conscious noticing of it is, maybe I notice a feeling and then I try to explain it. And then I build another feeling around it of tension because I wish it wasn't there. And now I'm creating a monster. At the core, part of the wiring, you know, almost like flow chart on piece of gear. If I assume that what's happening is abnormal, it will create a chain reaction of destabilization and an obsession to search for an explanation. And Freud once, when people told him, but wait a minute, you're Freud and you smoke a cigar? And he said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. And I don't smoke cigars myself. But you understand what was meant, right? Is that not everything is just like a psychological puzzle. Do you understand?
Yes.
Everybody, can you relate? Now, you also must learn how to see how you look elsewhere and you're under the impression that it's abnormal. So right there, what was the suggestion today? Almost like you have a big brother. And your big brother, or you, somebody's big brother, and you say, yeah, that happens to me sometimes. Try it, and now it creates another chain reaction of reassurance. Because part of the purpose of those functions is to detect if there's something overly concerning so we don't neglect it and we take the necessary measures. So one, it's not so abnormal. I bet if we all like open up on this call and other people hear it afterwards, in our own ways, we don't have like, I'm perfectly balanced in every possible way. Now, it remains the same every day. I got a little tired over the weekend. On Saturday evening, I got a little paranoid because I had hardly slept the night before. Nothing bad. It was good. Being productive, spent a lot of time on the road. By the time I was driving back, I was just like, oh, we're going to be stranded. We were not finding a hotel, and it would really have not been any big deal, not even if we didn't find one. But I was living something pretty intense in my mind, but that's okay, and I was all right the following day. If you ease at first, it's like with other people. Person is tense, you arrive, you go, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Going to make it worse. So do you understand? And are you willing to play with that? And the toughest part is to pay attention to it in a new way. Nothing will change until we pay attention to the same old things in a different way. Second thing, don't use the language of the world. Any trained psychologist or coach will not go, yeah, you're in your head. I should be out of my head. and it's everything we talked about already. But the tough part, which is not abnormal, I experience the same, is to reason with yourself to accept the solutions that you hear as being at least a bit closer than, I don't know, past couple of days. I've really been in my head. I should be out of my head. And start to work with that. It's not abnormal, so you relax. It's not that you're in your head. You're probably a little preoccupied. One of your needs to be met, so you start to work with it, rebalance. Even if you're a little bit more preoccupied internally than normally, it's not written in stone. So the next distinction is, initially, I would find myself having a weird thought. I would not do anything about it other than suffer. Then get pissed because I was tired of suffering. Then pretend it was okay when it was not. Now, if I have a weird thought come to mind, a weird feeling, I notice myself being a little too this or too that, I bless this noticing. And I'm becoming, through time, more aware that I can work with it. It's almost like you go to a place and they have a few chairs and a few rocks in the floor. And at first you're sitting on the floor and suddenly your legs tell you, that's not comfortable. But then you don't get up and reach for a chair, stretch your legs. And if the first chair is not comfortable, look for another one. So stay proactive, flow with it. And I know you're a member of Cobra. In Cobra, we spoke about rhythms and cycles. Rhythms and cycle is the study of, I know I want great things in life. I know I'm capable because I've seen what I can accomplish. At first, I didn't like that part, but now I embrace it finally. Hopefully, you guys embrace it a little sooner than I did, because it brought me nothing but turmoil, fighting, and it never resolved. I'm also a human. So as a human, I will be off. I will say the wrong thing. I'm not a robot that knows all the dynamic of the future, everything in my life, what people are going to do, and so on. So it's navigation, and most of the time I'm going to be a little off. But that's all good. Embrace being a human. And the more I embrace being a human, the more it reminds me that others are humans too. So I interact with them a little more easily. I have less fight, less struggle, because I have less expectation. I'm no longer rigid that everybody else should be perfect. You're late. Okay? So based on that understanding, okay, I also must recognize, yes, I am capable. Yes, I achieve great things, and yes, I want it real bad. I'm also a human, so I'm done trying to pretend, play the hero, or bust my balls because I think I should function like a robot, and I'm a human. Okay? So I embrace a little bit more, just for all of us. And I can do more. It's funny. It's like, at first you go, no, I don't want to embrace, I'm a human. I want to be even stronger. I want to tap into my superpower. I want to do it all now. I want to only and always feel good and be on track all the time and never be in my head and never this and never that. Because I'm afraid that if I give in just a touch and ease, I'm going to just completely give up. But that's not true. That's when I realized, oh, it was all those restrictions that created so much tension that, of course, my body, my mind, my functions were like, we're a little fed up right now. They got concerned. So now, I'm a human. I missed that one. I'll catch the next one. All good. Now I catch the next one more easily. I also must realize and recognize that that does not make me an expert, even if I've been alive 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, of knowing all the dynamics of the variety of feelings that I'm undergoing, the wiring of my thoughts, the dynamic of people around, my biochemistry, what I need, if I need food, sleep, to totally, perfectly, always balance, I got the proper amount of rest, entertainment, I'm on top of all my affairs and everything. So I gotta surrender to studying it. And as I surrender to study it, more often than not, I will find myself, I thought I had it this time. I thought I was right on. But somewhere, somehow, I probably was making an omission again. So what omission could you be making that had you preoccupied in your mind? And you refine each new time. And there's also many shortcuts. We do it. This is the art of being social. Pick up. Girls go, we gotta go. We don't go, oh shit. And say nothing into nothing. We're gonna be, thank God you have to go. I was afraid you were gonna stay and follow me for the rest of my life. No, seriously, I know you guys have to go in a second. But one last thing before you go. So we play with it. And if then they go, no, we really have to go. Then we continue to play with it up to a point where they said, you don't understand, we have to go, and they leave. We can take that and turn to the next person and go, wow, did you hear that? I guess they really have to go. Maybe they need to change their diapers. That's what it is. Oh, I should have known. What about you? How's your diaper doing? And we get playful. But to do it to other people, you got to do it with you. Basic NLP. So suddenly you're under the impression, oh, I don't know, I'm in my head. Now we're all a little bit of a coach too. So you go, what do you mean you're in your head? What would you like to feel instead? Well, I don't know. I'd like to be a little more focused. If you were a little more focused, what could you be focusing on? Would it help, do you think, to take a breath and notice something in the distance? And you got to apply. We talked about so much in all those group idea, time yourself. So if I find myself a little bit in my head, I'm going to put a timer so I can check in. If I find myself a little bit in my head, I'm going to focus on my breath. Breath in, breath out. I stay with a mantra that's going to keep me focused. Maybe I move a little bit. Maybe I take a cold shower. You get it? So play with it. Don't worry so much. And also accept it to some degree. So thank you. Brilliant question that made it super, super rich. How do you feel about what you heard?
Feeling better. Noticing things off to a distance and a little more present, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And right there, check this out. Part of the challenge we all encounter, don't ever personalize. Okay, so I notice me. I gotta watch out. Because I may miss out on the recipe to manage myself better if I'm overly attached to feeling good again. Because then, notice you're going back to, yeah, I feel a little bit better. An interesting question could be, have you registered a little bit of what you could do that could help you in those moments? And here is the biggest part. If we really want to change, we need to operate at a meta level. Somebody joined, welcome. Please press *6 to mute. This is essential for any form of lasting change, whether it's at the level of being social or any aspect of your life. Okay? I've said that many times, but we got to catch it. Do your best to catch it. It's not really managing yourself to really succeed if you're focused on being reactive. Oh, I shouldn't feel this way. I didn't. And you're preoccupied and you want to correct this and correct that. That is still quite reactive. It becomes more proactive if I understand. It's not going to be a straight line. Let go of that addiction to, I wish to always feel good and always do good. We're going to feel a bit better. We're going to feel quite good. We're going to feel a bit euphoric. That too could be dangerous. Okay, don't assume. I've had plenty of times when I feel so good, and I don't realize that it could be dangerous. You know, I could be too much of a mismatch with someone, or they're a mismatch with me, and then pick up a verbal fight, or I could not see that. You will also need to rest. You're doing good. I know, I see it, but you will need to rest. We can rapidly also become a manic when we really want something. We got to watch out for that. So I got to be a little more interested in my perception of it all and my responses to it all, because that's the point of change. There's always going to be things. There's always going to be things with people. The warrior's way would be, okay, yes, I will do everything that I can to improve my conditions. That's intelligent. Doing the opposite would not be intelligent. Yes, but that's not the only element. At the same time, I will not do it with the hope that eventually it's all going to be in place. Eventually, I'm going to be able to feel good and it's going to stay that way forever. No, no, it's going to fluctuate and it's going to be all over the place. For a couple of days, I'll feel cranky and I won't know why. For a couple of days, I'll be on fire, but that's a holiday. Everything is closed. You guys ever had that? The entrepreneur, as an entrepreneur, unless you're marketing for a holiday, sometimes you go, oh, that's all I needed. Now a holiday. I was on a roll here. Take your holiday back. People, things. We've seen the pandemic. I was on a roll before that pandemic. I bet you were. I don't know. Oh, it was lined up so good. We were heading to Las Vegas when it began. It was perfect. Take your pandemic away, right? So I got to understand that part of my challenge is I still fantasize the Disney frame that eventually that one day. Yes, it's essential that I constantly refine my condition, but I got to be a little bit more of an adventurer. Cannot approach big success while still being a little bit aiming at just being comfortable and feeling good and knowing and everything in place. Got to be the adventurer that, oh my God, this is being a little crazier, I don't know. And as I do that, then I got to pay attention to the core problem, which is my perception when it starts to happen and my responses. So that's a more profound shift. And there, I also so need to pay attention. I need to know. Here's the big thing. And I do it. And when I do it, I don't detect it. So I got to apply myself. The definition of insanity, I want a different result and I'm doing the same thing. So you got to pay attention. Are you, to some degree, omitting the new ideas and answers and going right back at it, sweating it with the next thing in the exact same way? And if I don't detect that, it's not going to be possible for me to change it. It's a little humbling. I got to be willing to detect that. So I'm going to give an assignment. Ask yourself to pay attention to the next thing that's going to come up. If it's a matter of being social, the next girl that's going to not respond, tell you that maybe you guys shouldn't be together, or you arrive and it wasn't clear and she starts to talk about another guy, or you are sleeping with her but she's being quite difficult, or you're building and you could have a great relationship, but she kind of delays and distracts, and it gets to you. Or it could be like you pursuing your goal and you're going at it, or you have a regimen for your health. Decide. The next time that I start, for whatever reason, to feel off, first it's going to be interesting, because I wonder how it will come next time. And it's probably not going to come the way I think it's going to come, or when I think it's going to come. And it may come gradually, and I don't see it. In that moment, my real mission is, can I invite myself to pay attention to it a little bit differently, to give it a different frame? Or am I going to be doing the same thing? Am I going to give it the explanation that has been discouraged for a long time? Am I going to go back and go like, well, you know, I'm too much in my head. Oh, you know, when am I going to again hope to that will help me to change? Because every time, you know, even if you get a little basic literature, people are going to go like, it's not a bad thing to be in your head. This is not the measurement. For that matter, we have the opportunity to pay attention externally and internally. We, at any given time, it fluctuates. Sometimes I may be 80% internal, 20% external. It may flip. Suddenly something grabs my attention, car coming that's really cool, and I look at it, and I'm right there. I'm nearing 100% on the outside, and then it flips again. Suddenly I'm going, oh, my God, that would be nice to have a car like that. Yeah, but I bet they're pretty expensive. Oh, shit, and I still have that bill, and now I'm back inside. And there's no good or bad. I could be looking at something at the outside, and it's not pleasant. If I'm stuck in traffic and I keep on looking at the cars, maybe I should be in my head and go like, I wonder what it would be like to be on the beach right now. So you understand? So there's nothing wrong with being in your head. That's not what the matter is. So we got to watch out, those jump to conclusion, I'm too much in my head, I'm too much like this, well, I don't know. And also one recommendation given is, we're all the same. If anything happens that's a little bit away from what we were hoping would happen, I woke up, I was hoping to feel good, for example, and I'm not feeling that good. What do we all do? Do we relax our bodies? Ease our voice, our tone becomes more pleasant, our words become more encouraging, and we're nurturing, we're a good lover, big brother to ourselves. We go like, hey, it's okay, I'm sure you're going to feel a bit better later, anything you need. We don't do that. What do? We start to tense. And then we make it too intense. Tense leads us to being intense. So in fact, shortcut now, I could very well, like, I'm preoccupied, I'm in my head, I have a weird thought, it's creating a bizarre feeling. Deep breath, I look outside, oh wow, it's nearing sunset, reflection of the sun. I ask myself a question, what do you look forward to? If that's too big, I chunk it, make it smaller. Boom! I took care of it. It may be a little more severe, so it needs a little more a deeper assessment. So I go, what's going on really? You know, you ever ask somebody, what's really going on? No, nothing. I don't know. What is really going on? Is something bothering you? So then I notice, I was busy doing other things, but when I got this phone call, it bothered me a little bit. So it created a chain reaction. Well, what could we do about this phone call? How about you call the person and you say, hey, you know, I'm sorry it went that way. I don't want to do that. Okay. Well, how about you just forget about it and do something else? All right. I could do that fast, but I don't. I assume it's more difficult than that, so I start to sweat it, and I accumulate tension. Remember, one of the exercises given some time ago was the idea of no matter what happens, any direction, anything, breathe and tell yourself ease and genuinely get good at it. And now we're more in control. We're no longer like a yo-yo. We're no longer like a pendulum. We go where it goes. Now we're a polarity. Girl is not really responsive, but I'm not her, so it's not fair that she impacts me. Now she's the one hypnotizing me. So I was fairly excited and a bit, but because she's not responsive, I start to change and I say less and I start to feel weird about me. I was excited to be up and I realize I'm a little preoccupied. And because of that, I start to feel weird and I do less. I'm at the mercy of what happens around me. I've changed that. I want to be at the cause, and ultimately something is causing this, and that something is part of me, part of how I pay attention, part of what I do, but I can be harsh on myself. And what are the odds, question everybody, when it comes to, am I going to be harsh on myself once I start to realize that, if I hear it's simpler than you know it, am I, or am I going to be, oh, okay, well, thanks for telling me, yeah, this is awesome, okay, let me play with it, oh my God, it feels better, wow. No, I'm most likely, maybe not consciously, going to take it a little too personally for me to really play with it. And then rhythms and cycles will pass, and I'll once again, maybe next time, maybe something else, I'll get in that direction again. Okay, and I'm not talking about anybody here. I'm not even directly answering the question that was asked for that person. I'm just stating my experience with it. I hope you find some great value in this. It's here. It's hard to recognize it. I'm not claiming that I have all the answers, but I have witnessed firsthand how easy it is to be preoccupied or to really want something real bad, and I don't have the recipe, so I cannot recognize it. And then I hear it sounds good. It sounds like good stuff. But I stumble on the classic, oh, yeah, but I'm still preoccupied. So now, at the end of the day, I may have studied 1 or 2 years, but am I using the tools, at least a few? Am I really rewiring, or am I just pushing harder, going back for another round, caught in the near addiction of still having bought into a false model of the nature of life in the world, that I will reach that place where I will have it all in place? Entire generations were kind of hypnotized by that. You know, eventually you'll get to your retirement and so on. We laugh when we hear that. We don't realize we're doing the exact same thing in a different direction. We assume that eventually our success will be get to that place. I'm almost there. And then there's that feeling, I'm almost there. No, that's a day-in, day-out job involving one. I'm an emotional creature, and my emotions are like the weather. So if it's raining, I got to protect myself. If it's hot, I need sunscreen, shade, cold water. I got to work with it. Okay? So number one, all sorts of emotions will come and go. I got to learn how to manage that and not try to get rid of them or not try to only feel good but work with whatever it is. And the real hustler will be, oh, I don't feel like it today, but I'm still taking steps. Two, those emotions are blended with thoughts. Those thoughts, they're just awareness. See, I may see a movie, a serial killer. Now I have the awareness of a serial killer. I'm not a serial killer. I'm the sweetest person. But that, I cannot remove it out of my awareness. I'm not a computer that you go and you delete a file and they show you one last time. Are you sure? If you delete this file, you will not be able to recover it. So what I witness, what I hear, whether it's me or not, gives impressions. And it's a beautiful gift that my realm of impression is so broad. But I got to learn how to manage that. I cannot be fooled by my first thoughts. And then it's going to get close, but it's going to be like taking care of a garden or showering. Or driving, I'm going to have to refill the car, check the tires, and so on. And it will never be. Those tires are going to stay forever. The car will always be filled with gas, and the car will remain in mint condition forever. And it's the same for us. So the wrestle is still, we are a little too attached to that, and that's the number one cause of wrestling with pickup. Pickup is not a got it or I don't. Pickup is, what are the odds? Okay, I'm a guy. I'm going to probably listen a little too soon. Oh, my God, she's so hot. That's going to destabilize me. And right there, if I did that in business, I'd be like, hey, can I work for you guys? You don't have to pay me. No, I don't do that. Well, don't want to do that in business. That's desperation. I don't see it with women. Then I'm not going to feel like doing it, and my mind will give me plenty reason why not to, and anyway, not urgent, and that's not the norm. And then I'll observe myself not really doing it, and that's going to worry me a little bit, and that's going to trigger some responses. And that's what I got to learn how to manage better, not to eliminate, but to manage better. So I hope that was very, very helpful. In the end, we took one question that brought all that richness. We're at 43 minutes. I'm open if somebody wants to toss another quick question, but I think this is rich. And it's not only and always about the next piece. It's also about taking at least one piece of what was shared. And those are not my creation, okay? So I don't have any right to take credit for any of what I just said. Those are simple observations. based on my devotion to pay attention to those things. And so it's not like you have to do anything that I've said, but hopefully it inspired you to pay attention to it in a new way. If it was me today who wanted to change this, as I am continuing to want to evolve, no difference. Being a coach doesn't immune you from like having weird thoughts a couple hours after that. And of course, there's all those who bullshit and go like, well, if you two want to be successful like me and for the rest of your life, but we're not that. Okay? And bless those people who do that. They still probably bring some great things. But what we got to understand is no position in life makes us immune to anything. Can be brilliant, super educated. I could be a champion. It doesn't make me immune. Okay. Elvis' wife left him for his martial arts instructor. This famous athlete, this top model, that, you know, she had many beautiful women also. The guy left them for somebody worse. So we're not immune. Because we're not immune, we need to work with what is there. So if I was to work on it today, I could predict what would happen, which is what happened to me very often. I would ask questions to guys like Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, go to their seminars, make sure I would meet them in person. When they would have seen me at 2-3 seminars, they would start to recognize me. So sometimes they would even call me by my name. I befriended a few. I worked with a few. And they were right on with what they were saying. I was unaware that I was still too geared towards my obsession, my desire, blend with fear too much. And I would go, oh, yeah. And what would I do? I would go right back to doing the same thing, even though I knew better. So through time, it inspired me to pay attention to what caused me to do the same thing. It was to approach it again with however I felt about it at first. And to use the language of the world. Say things like, it's hard. How do you know it's hard? How often have you done it? Misunderstand and go, I'm in my head. Well, we are all in our head. And where in your head are you? That's too vague. What you're saying is that you've been a little bit preoccupied to some degree, and you would like to begin to shift that. Now, whatever we want to shift at that level, I like the win-win-win. If I only want to shift it perfectly, it's probably not going to shift. So what do? I want to win no matter what. So I want to win even if it doesn't change. Coexistence. My mind is telling me I'm tired, fuck this, fuck that, fuck so-and-so. I don't stay there. I ease it. I go, hey, come on, and so on. But it persists a little bit. Like the day where you think the sun's coming back and it keeps on being cloudy. Like when they say it's going to be warmer, the wind will stop and it doesn't. But that doesn't mean we cease to exist. So right there, I want to still be productive and learn to endure and learn to be, that's okay. It's not that painful. I also have to be fair to myself. No matter what the condition or situation is, I can always improve it by at least 5%. By easing my body and redirecting my focus. That may not do the trick completely, but I may have to come back to it. There's some days where 2 minutes has gone by, I was doing a little bit better, and I'm back into tension. So what do I do? Repeat. Is your body focused on something better? A minute goes by, I'm back again. What if they don't do it? And what if I stay stuck? And what if I end up, that's not helpful to focus on that. What if it does work? Yeah, you're right. I don't know. And it's a wrestle all day long, but you owe it to yourself to do the wrestle. And I also aim that I find something much broader from the get-go, much more spacious. Okay? So I'm inspired on my side. I don't want to keep you guys too long. One person with one quick one, or we keep it at this? You guys tell me, and then we'll all say goodbye. Trouble hearing.
How about now? Can you hear me better?
Much better, yes.
Okay, great. A quick question. Now, the girl that's drunk, say, I ran into one girl who had more than 4 glasses of wine. the best way of handling that. I mean, you don't want to be taking advantage of her, or the next time you see her, you don't want her to be like embarrassed or whatever. So, tips on that.
The girl that's drunk. Well, you know, first and foremost, it's important to honor you. So, you know, if you're a guy that most weekends you enjoy drinking, it's a little bit out of control. Eventually, it may go to shit. But, and you're with a girl, with girls that are drunk, it's okay. If you're the guy, you don't do that, then there's plenty out there. I don't know that you should even be around that. We've seen plenty of women who right away, because we are a little bit different than what they used to. They, women have no problem saying right away, no, that's not, you're not my type, that you're not what I'm looking for, and so on. So there, what I detect at the core would be you got to really honor yourself a little bit more. You're the greater that goes to the lesser in that context. At a spiritual standpoint, you're not greater, they are not lesser. At a level of men and women, you're not greater, they're not lesser. But at the level of you with you every day, and if I coached a woman today, many women, their challenge is that suddenly there's that guy and they go, oh my God, I just met this guy. And it's like, whoa, slow down. This guy has not been part of your life yet. You have years of investment. Your family probably was devoted towards you having a good life. Pause for a second before you are totally mesmerized and make that person so great. You are the greater. Okay? So right there, that's something that is important. You could be the guy who goes, like, you're too drunk right now. And that doesn't mean you mean or harsh. You could be like, no, you guys are too drunk. Tell you what, sweetheart, you go home, you're rested, and here's my number, and you call me if you feel like it. All right? Now, I don't know the setting. I don't know what was going on. But I sense that you're a little bit concerned about you doing the wrong thing. That's what I detect. That's what you want to detect.
Yeah, true. I mean, you don't want to
going,
call the cops,
well, you know, this girl is drunk. My experience has been that you need to limit the drinking if you hope that something will happen. And personally, the first sign, you know, there's that first drink, there's that second one, and then there's maybe the third or the fourth one where it's going to start to go, well, let me tell you. And that, okay, that's, I'm a sane person who's applying myself every day to make more sense of my life and better my condition. Is it really wise for me to listen to the drunk, to assume that the drunk has the solution, that the drunk is more right than me? No, so you start to giggle and maybe you tease her and you go, you're too drunk. And you play with it, and you don't obsess just about that one girl. Part of the challenge also, if we here and there, I know when I first decided to take charge of this area of my life, the frequency of being with girl was, it was every 2-3 weeks, maybe sometimes even a month and a half before one would finally spend a little time with me. Okay? Or if I don't, each time I went venture the world, no matter where I'm at, I chit chat with people and I get used to that. That's my mode. So it's, I encounter a lot of people during my everyday life. And I don't only do the official, okay, here's that girl. But if I don't do that, then I'm only going to interact like once in a while. And if it happens that the girl is in a weird position, then it becomes a dilemma. But if instead, you know, I'm super social and so on, so I go to one table, the girl is drunk, okay, we may speak at a different time, I may come back and chit-chat with you, but I know you're drunk. It was my goal, let's go get a drunk girl. No, so now there's other people, and there's got to be other people before, okay? And avoid also, you know, there's the guy who plays the hero, and he wants to make sure that she's safe. It may be wise. I regret a little bit sometimes. I could have been a little bit of a better big brother to some girls. I should have said, you girls, you, I think you really should go home right now. I'm not going to bring you home, but you should. Just one human to another, okay? Sometimes. So that guy, we don't play rescuer. So the guy that does that is fake with himself and with them. may not be a bad thing to verify that they're safe, but if I'm the man that I haven't been with women for so long that I probably would get hopeful, like if I go to the doctor and there's a cute nurse, I would get hopeful then and forget, no, you're here at the doctor, okay? There's a coworker, I look at her, I go to a dance, there's one girl I have. I should not be the one who's going to rescue that woman. Maybe I can go rescue little animals, or I can rescue endangered species, or starving children, or elders. Okay? So, again, and also don't make, today we had a lesson in The Prince that I really love, is watch, because it's easy to make it such a big deal from the get-go. From my perspective, you know, I'd be like realizing that a girl is drunk. I probably would tell her, I said, you buzzed. Oh, my God, you're aware of it? And she'd be like, no, I'm not. You're totally denial. Hey, make sure you stay safe. Okay, I'm going to go see you over there. And I would be talking to other people, and it depends on the candidate also, but I would not attard myself like, what do you do if a girl is drunk? What do you do with this? And so on. And then I would also stay safe and, you know, be there with you. So maybe have a little guideline, okay? For me, my guideline is if suddenly a sentence starts and person goes, even with a guy, and they start to go, let me tell you something. Now, I don't need to hear that. I work hard at being sober myself. Just a choice, okay? Everybody's free. But I don't need to hear that. And maybe the person who's drunk doesn't need somebody to tell them, like, well, what do you do for a living? But I got to know. So you got to know, Rick, for yourself. What do I need to hear? What don't I need to hear? And then be thorough about it. Don't compromise because you were hopeful that you could get laid. And if, let's say, suddenly the person has some weird people around and everybody's like, oh, man, no, she's got to go. All right, that I don't do. I'm not that desperate. Goodbye. Good night, everybody. Still, much love. Stay safe. So decide and act upon it. But I wouldn't go too far with it. First, if that's not what you are doing yourself, then that's too much of a mismatch. And they could also have a problem with it long term. And if you got to be solid to handle fire. Okay? So you got to know yourself. So I think we did it for tonight. Thank you, everybody. We're on every single Monday. I appreciate those who ask questions and you guys calling and listening and those who listen afterwards. Have a wonderful day, evening, and we'll see you on the next one.